Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about success and happiness. Do you know how to define those two? Have you spent any time defining those two? So your small business is successful. Congratulations. And let me say this. If you're in business right now, and especially if you've been in business for the last 4 or 5 years at least, then you're successful. I'm gonna just raise your right hand, raise your right arm all the way up, crook your elbow, drop your hand behind your head and pat yourself on the back, because you are successful. If you have survived the last 4 years and you're still opening your doors, you're still making payroll, you're successful. But the thing that I want to ask you, and this is an important time to ask this question, what kind of success has it produced? You know, there are times when being one with your business is not only a good thing, it's essential. I've been there, you've been there. There were times when I was one with my business every waking moment, 24/7, 365. And I'm not quite like that, like I have been, but I still don't get very far from my business. But being one with your business when things are tough or when you're trying to get it out of the ground, it's not only good, it's essential. But we have to realize that extreme commitment, that kind of extreme commitment, weaves a very fine seam between your business and you, between a small business and its owner. And unfortunately, entrepreneurial single-mindedness often results in the opposite of what we wanted to happen, a business in jeopardy run by unhappy people. Now, I've seen this in my life, in my career, as a vendor, as a vendor partner, as a consultant, as just a customer maybe. I've seen a business that was so, where the owner was so committed, but also so single-minded that the business actually became sick and the people were not happy. The best way to be successful and happy as a small business owner is to learn how to define success in a lot of different ways, including making sure that your life has balance, that there's richness in your life outside of your business. You know, a small business, I've said this before, you've heard me say this probably, a small business is not a security blanket, it's more like a patchwork quilt. And some of the patches represent good things. Some of those patches are not so good. Some patches are about the business. Others are about the owner. Some of them, many of them, are hard to tell which one's which. Small business happiness, I believe, can be found when you, as the owner, have found a way to feel successful, to be successful, to think of yourself as a success, regardless of which patch is in front of you, the one that's about you, the one that's about your business, or the one that's a challenge, the one that's an opportunity, whatever's in front of you to feel successful, which regardless. Having multiple touchstones of success, and by that I mean not just money and stuff, having more success touchstones than money and stuff will help you keep the rough patches in perspective, the tough times in your business and your life in perspective. Clearly, getting a new customer contract is a measure of success. You're not going to get any complaints out of me on that. But so, if you're a small business owner, so is being able to schedule the time to attend one of your kids' school activities in the middle of the day. That's a success. So if you became a small business owner to find financial success, good for you. I'm a capitalist. I admire that kind of motivation. But if you think getting rich will make you happy, get your umbrella out, because I'm going to rain on that parade by telling you these two things that I believe to be true. First, wealth only provides options. It will not guarantee happiness. Wealth will give you options. It will not necessarily provide you with happiness. Number two, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you aren't going to be happy with money and stuff. I've seen that too, and you probably have too. Now, let's talk about how we can be serious, how we can be serious business owners, serious managers, and still have fun. Reasonable people disagree on where we'll spend eternity, but I think we can all agree that this is our only trip through this life. We're not going to get to go through this again. This is it. This is not dress rehearsal for something else. And every moment that goes by without some kind of joy in your life is a precious opportunity lost. And I really think, folks, we got to find something like, we got to find a way, even when the times are tough, we got to find a way to have some joy in our lives. You know, you're planning, I'm sure you're planning for success this year, but have you made any plans to have fun? How much of your day are you willing to commit to just having fun? And I'm not talking about a trip to Disney World. Are you having any fun on any given day as you run and grow your business? If you want to have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business, in my opinion, learn how to run a tight ship while you're encouraging your people to laugh and to find joy in their work. You know, folks, you can run a serious business and still have fun. And don't forget, folks, there's one more thing to remember. Don't forget to laugh at yourself in front of others. Because you're going to do things that are going to make people laugh. They're going to be laughing at you. You might as well be laughing with them. And remember this, my friends. When you laugh at yourself, usually the best laughs of your life. So, folks, define success in more ways than just money and stuff. And don't forget to have fun. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.